Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We are talking Bears with Dan Weider. And like all of our guests, Dan is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, David. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing okay. Looking ahead, the Patriots come to town on Sunday. Last 2 weeks have not been what the Bears have wanted from any perspective. But I think especially when you zoom in on the quarterback, Dan, let's talk about Caleb Williams. What have the last 2 weeks done to your confidence level in him being able to ascend this season?
Yeah, I don't think it's dramatically altered it. I think it's been a very right in front of you reminder that the rookie roller coaster can be jarring at times. And they ran into an opponent last week that does some things in an orthodox fashion that tests a quarterback that doesn't have a lot of experience in this league. It doesn't have to have a lot to rely on to go back in the library and say, okay, this is what we do to find answers against some of these looks. And they struggled. I think more concerning to me, and there were two drives in that game that really allowed the game to get away. Number one, you get down early in the second quarter and you get first and 10 at the 11 and you don't run the ball at all. And you end up throwing 3 incomplete passes and you settle for a field goal. And then you quickly get the ball back after the Reddy Stewart forced fumble that Elijah Hicks recovered. And you've got the short field and you don't do anything with that. And you have to settle for a field goal on a 6-play 11-yard drive. Those things will kill you. But when you walked out of that game Sunday, David, you had concerns with the offensive line and what the protection is going to look like going forward and how that is going to put other thoughts and other bits of anxiety in your quarterback's mind if you can't create protection and comfort behind that front five.
How fair is it to wonder if Ryan Poles should have done more at the trade deadline to provide that protection, to go get offensive line depth?
Well, I mean, tell me who else was stocking up. I know Brad Biggs talks to you all the time on here about the offensive line store and how there's not a lot of top shelf items there.
Vikings went to Nordstrom's. I mean, that's just saying, you know, they found their guy.
So the other part of this is I think if we've learned anything through the first 9 weeks, 8 games of the season is that the Bears aren't Super Bowl contenders this year. And so for Ryan, the goal here is to build a successful program that can sustain the victories and the wins and the success that you have. And so you have to balance the urgency of now with the foresight of what you're going to need in the future. And so I don't have a real issue with how they handled the trade deadline. I think you have to go forward now with an understanding that you need to collectively find answers to get this thing turned around. I promise you, on Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field, I don't know if you'll be there or not, but we're going to hear boos. The first time that the Bears offense goes 3 and out, if their first series results in a punt, you're going to hear boos. And so now you better prepare your team and your rookie quarterback to understand what that is and what that means and how to handle all that, because you are going to be playing in front of a very restless Soldier Field crowd, even with an 8-game home winning streak and the idea that you're welcoming a really poor and vulnerable opponent to your building.
I'll be there. Why do you doubt me? Just because I got Grody replaced when the podcast doesn't mean I'm skipping games.
You missed one earlier this year,
yeah,
didn't you? I feel like
not.
That was, yeah. So I'm just checking in. Think, yeah. Just checking in. And also, it's been a long time since we've been at Soldier Field, right? Like, it's
it has been
5 Sundays, you know? So it's like, this is a new thing here. And the Bears haven't had a noon game locally in a long time. And so, you know, we'll see what they bring to the table on Sunday.
Just to close the loop on the trade deadline, what did the Bears lose in Khalil Herbert? And why didn't things work out for him better this year?
I mean, look, it's just a position that in this league is pretty cruel. And they obviously went out in free agency and signed DeAndre Swift to be their lead back. They believe in Roschon Johnson and the things he can do in pass protection. That was the biggest knock on Khalil Herbert overall, is that he wasn't great in pass protection, and he wasn't always super into it either. You know, that like that there were some effort things on pass protection plays that left a little something to be desired. So you just kind of fall out of favor at a position where it's really easy to find replacements. The Bengals will obviously try to plug him in. I think they play tomorrow night, and we'll see if he gets anything in terms of action tomorrow. But that's just this league. You know, it's the running back revolving door moves faster than a lot of other positions. And, you know, in this case, you had two backs offensively ahead of you. You had another guy in Travis Homer coming back off an injured reserve who does more for you special teams. And it just becomes a numbers game to some extent.
Talking with Dan Weider, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune, also does the Take the North podcast with Mark Grody. You can download that and find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Dan, in tweeting out your appearance on today's show, you were met in a response to your tweet was a dumpster fire because it reflected what the Bears are trying to put out at Halas Hall. In your mind, of all the issues they're dealing with, which is the biggest?
Belief. I mean, that's where I go to, and you felt it in the locker room on Sunday. You felt it in the locker room last week. You felt it when you guys had DJ Moore on earlier in the week, and you kind of asked him directly, you know, do you still have the trust in Matt Eberflus and the leadership above you? And the answer wasn't hell yeah. It was, I want to say, or, you know, it was, you know, I want to say no, that we haven't lost the locker room, I think was exactly how it was phrased. And so I just need to see this team pick itself back up. I need to see not only a victory on Sunday, but a victory that is convincing and tells you that they understand what their flaws are, they understand what their strengths are, and that they can put together a performance for 3 hours on a game day that matches their promise and their potential. Like, this is a results-based business, and I'm so over and fatigued by hearing about the practice sharpness on, you know, Wednesday through Friday, and how good the walkthrough was on Saturday, and how united the team meeting was on Tuesday. None of it matters. I mean, it doesn't matter if it doesn't translate into the 3 hours that you play a game every week. And we've just lived it too many times to go, way to go, guys. You know, glad that you showed the great response on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Show me the response on Sunday. Show me the response on game day. And until you can, you're going to face the criticism and the doubt that the outside world has in you.
Tell me how much you're making out of the DJ Moore play where he ran out of bounds. And now we have video evidence of something. I don't know what. What do you think?
DJ Moore typically speaks after Caleb Williams on Wednesdays at Halas Hall. I want to know what he thinks. I want to hear from him, and I want to judge the sincerity and the explanation that he gives to us, because it was not a good look. It's not the first moment in the first 8 games of the season where we said that wasn't a good look for DJ Moore. And again, like, you know, to tie it into the Tyreek Stevenson play from Washington, you've got a hits principle where every snap is supposed to be graded and, you know, establishing a standard, and guys are supposed to be held accountable if they don't meet it. What was that? So Matt has to address that today. I think Caleb may comment it. We'll see what DJ has to say, and then we'll circle back to what it all means. But I think when you go through the video of the entire game in Arizona Sunday, David, you still see significant disconnect between DJ Moore and his quarterback. I can't get my arms around why it's so major. I mean, Caleb's throwing back shoulder while DJ's running deep. You know, you've had a half dozen to 10 moments this year where you're like, that's just two guys that aren't in sync, that the rapport isn't there. And we're too deep into the season for your number one receiver to not be in the flow of the offense the way DJ hasn't been in the flow of this offense.
I love the part of the podcast was the uh-oh moment every week when you break down Caleb Williams' play or the quarterback's play. This week it was, uh-oh, he's still in the game. There's a minute left. Why is he still in the game? I went a little crazy on it Monday morning. It was something that stood out to me about Sunday's performance. Among all the bad decisions, that might have been the worst one. Mm-hmm. How satisfied were you with the explanation? And do you think that it's justifiable in any way?
Nope.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
No, and David, I was more bothered by this Tuesday afternoon rewatching the offense with a much greater magnifying glass, because it was clear from midway to late in the third quarter on that the Bears offense was out of sorts. It had become a game where almost every time Caleb Williams took a snap, he was under duress. Some of it was his own doing. You know, they weren't setting protections properly. They weren't protecting well. You had two offensive tackles out of the game, starters. Like, circumstantially, you had a situation that as a head coach, you have to be aware of. I get it. You want to get him work in the two-minute operation. Rookie quarterback, every rep matters. In that situation, his health matters way more. And if you had been in tune with how that game flow had been and understood exactly where you were in that football game, it's a no-brainer decision to say, Tyson, grab your helmet. We're going to need you to just finish this game out. And you send him in there. The inability to do that, and then to see Caleb take a hit on the second to last play, a hit on the last play, you just, I said it in real time on Sunday. I pushed my chair away from the press table, the press box, and just, I think I said out loud, what are they doing? You know, Ryan Poles is 6 feet behind me in the row above me, and I can't imagine what's going through his head in that moment. I can't imagine what he said to Matt Eberflus the first time they addressed that play. I haven't gotten to your rant about it on Monday. I'll put that in on my drive up to Hallis Hall this morning, and maybe I'll feel good about that too.
Did he pound the table?
No.
Have you ever been in, I can remember the, you know, those situations where you're always sitting close to the general manager in road games. I can remember Jerry Angelo once pounding the table after something happened, maybe a sack or I don't know what it was, but those were always fun moments, and you always include those in the stories because that's kind of like atmosphere.
2022 game losing ceiling result ceiling interception in Atlanta in Georgia when Justin Fields overthrew, I think it was David Montgomery on the play. That's the one Ryan Poles table slamming moment that is etched in my brain. That's the one I can remember most clearly. The other thing, as you know, sitting up there, some of these press boxes have better glare on their windows, right? Like Green Bay is a place where you can basically you can look forward and you can see the expression of the people in the two rows behind you.
Yeah.
You know, and so it becomes this little,
it's like a
looking
mirror
glass.
Yeah.
Into the emotions of the front office.
All right. So knowing what you feel about Cole Kmet, my sense is that because he had no targets on Sunday and only one of the last 2 weeks, you're feeling a little bit of a personal slight toward you as well. But seriously, why is that such a problem for them to find a tight end? Early in the year, it was, why is he not playing more than 50% of the snaps? Now it's like you can't find him on third down or any down. What's going on there?
What happened in London with Cole Kmet? Did he score two touchdowns? Did he have one of the best outings of his professional football career? Was it this reminder of, oh yeah, the Bears paid $50 million to this homegrown talent because they believe he's got a well-rounded skill set that helps them both in the run game and as a major weapon in the passing game. And then we come back out of the bye when you're supposed to have a little bit more clarity and sharpness about who you are identity-wise, and you go two games getting him the football one time. David, it's inexcusable. And everything that's happening with the offense right now, particularly after the momentum they had built up, albeit against poor defenses against the Panthers and Jaguars, it's gone. That momentum is gone, and they don't seem to have a clear-cut sense of who they are or who they want to be. You know, Cole said something in the locker room on Sunday after the game about, like, we're too far along after OTAs and mini camp and a training camp that gave us an extra week because of the Hall of Fame game. And now we've had, you know, six games and a bye week and two more games. We shouldn't be asking these basic level questions on who we are and what do we want to be. That's forefront on the topic of what you just asked as it relates to Cole and his involvement last week, you got to be better. You've got too much talent in this offense to have too many guys being ignored for as long as they're being ignored.
Quickly before I let you go, Dan, anything about the Patriots that we don't know and should?
They're not very good, you know, and that yesterday going through it, okay, they're the worst offense in the league in terms of total offense. They don't pass the ball really well. They give up pressure on defense. They're bottom 10 in interception rate and sack rate and total defense and rushing defense. You look at their depth chart, a little bit more appealing on offense, but on defense, I would dare you, without going to the web, to name two players on the Patriots defense. You're not going to be able to do it. It's not a good opponent. They're 2-7. They won their opener. They've lost, you know, a bunch since. And you can't take care of business Sunday. Uh-oh.
Dan Wiederer from the Chicago Tribune and the Take the North podcast. Thanks for joining us this morning, and I will see you Sunday.
I look forward to it. It's always good having a muffin up there in the press box on Sunday morning.
Great stuff, Dan.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.